Well, tonight, the presidency has cautioned the acting CEO of the Gold Board, Sammy Jemfi, following his dollar gift to self-styled evangelist Patricia Isiama, popularly known as Agrada. This is according to the government communications minister, Felix Kwachi Ofosu, who stated that aside from the caution issued by the chief of staff, the presidency does not believe any further action is necessary beyond Mr. Jemfi's public apology and formal caution. Now, he says both the apology and the caution form part of the remedies outlined for breaches of the recently launched code of conduct. Listen.
A day after that, the chief of staff summoned him to the presidency to learn about what transpired. The invitation was honored by Mr. Sammy Jemfi. He indicated to the chief of staff what his side of the story is, what explanation there is for what we all saw in the video. At the time, President Mama was out of the country, so he had to be briefed on the discussions held in the Sammy Jemfi by the chief of staff. And he has been briefed. Now, the view is that to begin with, the presidency acknowledges Mr. Sammy Jemfi's immediate act of contrition and the acknowledgement of the need to express regret over that incident. You do recall that when President Obama launched the code of conduct, he said that one of the remedies for any potential breach was a public apology. He also said one of the potential remedies was a caution from the highest levels of government. After the interaction with the chief of staff cautioned him, having acknowledged the apology he made, he cautioned him and impressed upon him to take on board public sentiment and act in ways that reflect public expectation. The chief of staff also took the opportunity to reissue the same caution that the president had sent to all appointees to be circumspect in their conduct. There may be things that may be commonplace in our private lives, but once you become a public official, you need to be sensitive to public expectation, and therefore that ought to guide the way that you order your steps. So in view of that, the presidency does not believe that any further action ought to be taken beyond the apology and the caution. And we all take a cue from it. And are going to do better in order to meet the expectations of the Ghanaian public. We value feedback. We are aware that Ghanaians expect high standards in the performance of our duties as public officials. We remain committed to meeting those high standards to ensure that we deliver the best of governance to our people who have been long suffering in the last few years under poor governance. So that is what I have for you. It is not deemed at this moment necessary to take further action beyond what has already been done. And Mr. Sammy Jemfi has committed to ensuring that such an incident does not recur.
Well, some reactions have been coming on the back of this particular development, and Chairman of Parliament's Finance Committee, Isaac Adongo, is defending Sammy Jemfi, calling him a shining star for the NDC who cannot be sacrificed.
I think, really, as a country, we have to be very serious. The level of hypocrisy is just too much. You know, we have a country where government officials go to donate monies and we don't ask where the money is coming from. Okay? And a young man meets people and meets somebody that probably has an acquaintance with, and the person asks for money. At that point in time, what I have is my $8. I go into my car to try and grab something for him, and they are filming me, not under my instruction. Of course, He should have known now that he's a public figure, and His Excellency is very mindful of the sentiments of Ghanaians relating to those matters. And so, yes, I would say that it's an error. He's erred, and I think he will learn from it. He still has a long future, and I do believe that we cannot throw out the bathwater with the baby. This is a shining star for us. he's so far done very well to start Gold Board from scratch. And the kind of systems he's developing at Gold Board to ensure that we have very robust gold export regime is commendable. Of course, he's made an error. And given the kind of work that he did against the previous government, you should expect that they will come after him. And given the level of difficulties that our food soldiers are going through as a result of the type of economy we are running, they will look at him and say, but how come you go and give dollars to this woman who didn't even support us? But the most important thing is that at the right time, when financial clearances are being issued from the Ministry of Finance left out and center, there will be opportunity to engage a lot of the youth that are unemployed, and they'll find something.
Isaac Adongo there, he is Chairman of Parliament's Finance Committee, and he's been speaking to my colleague Evans Mensah in a yet-to-be-aired edition of PM Express, which is going to be aired tonight, on the Joy News channel. Now, let's bring in more, let's expand this and bring in some interactions, but let's take this after we'll bring in those interactions we have. I think we do have Felix Ofosu-Kwachi on the line. He is he's the Minister of State in charge of Government Communication. Felix, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, there is a petition currently pending before SRAJ. Why didn't the presidency wait till the SRAJ completes its investigation? Okay, I'm told that we are yet to get Felix on the line, but let me bring in the Deputy General Secretary of the NPP, Haruna Muhammad, into this discussion. Haruna, you hear from government there their readiness to be frank with the Ghanaian people. Isn't this sufficient for you?
Good afternoon, good evening to your cherished listeners and those who are following you on other social media platforms. We expected government to communicate in this particular direction that they have communicated. This is not the first time that government is exonerating one of their own without investigation. First, it was about government itself when we spoke about the existence of the two flights in Ghana. The president himself personally called for investigation. The same Felix Kwachi came out and defended and denied the statements that were made and dismissed what the Reverend Ifeanyi was saying. This is the same person who, for the benefit of hindsight, is coming out again to clear Honorable Sammy Delcy for this particular act that has been communicated.
But he isn't the one quote clearing, then, as you use, Sami, he is reporting what the presidency has done.
In this case, what I'm saying is not different. He communicated for the presidency when the president, in fact, was asking for investigation. He came out and cleared. In this particular circumstance, again, he is communicating to us. Nobody, none of us, has the benefit to see whether there's a report on that, or whether there is any communication that is signed by any other authority. But we have to hear what he has said, and he is the one saying it. You have just asked a question about there's a pending investigation before SRAJ. They are not interested to investigate. What they are interested in, that they are going to clear him. So there is a clear difference between this government and another Danko Akufo-Addo. He was setting up the investigation. Investigation will bring a report. Based on the investigation, His Excellency the President will communicate. In this particular instance, there is no any investigation. There's no any investigation on this particular matter. Okay. All we are told is that he's been invited, and then he's cautioned, and he has apologized. Doesn't mean that any other minister or government appointee in this government, when the person commits a crime, the clearest thing for you to do to save yourself from this misconduct of the code of conduct is to apologize.
Okay.
That is what we have been told.
Aaron, I'm grateful. Hold the line for me. Let me bring in Felix Kwachi Ofosu himself joining us on the line. Felix, I'm grateful to you for joining. Now, we know an individual has petitioned SRAJ to look into this matter. Why didn't the presidency wait for the SRAJ to complete its investigation?
You have, you've gone to call the MPP to come and say things that have no bearing on this particular matter. I've listened to the gentleman you are speaking to, and I'm shocked at the things that he's saying. I'm the spokesperson of government. I've come to tell you government's position.
Exactly.
And you are saying that because you've not seen a committee's report, it should not be said. When Sami Dimfi was appointed, who announced it? Was it not myself?
It was yourself.
So if it was myself, why is that acceptable? But if I see that in the matter in which the president has taken some action, these are the actions that have been taken. You say that one should not be taken. It's supposed to be clear that the MPP was never really serious about this matter. They only sought to do politics. Again, the president has not been petitioned on any matter involving Sami Dimfi. If Shraj has been petitioned and you want to find out an update, it's a Shraj that you go to. That is what you do. So why then do you ask me to speak on behalf of Shraj? Well, you know that I don't work with Shraj.
No, I'm not asking you to speak for Shraj. I'm asking you that once
yeah,
that...
No, I'm coming. You're asking me to speak for Shraj.
No, I'm not asking you to speak for Shraj. I'm saying that
the people
this same individual that you are speaking about is someone an individual has petitioned on the same conduct. So why not allow Shraj to complete its work before the presidency will take an action on it? Because when people take that to say that you are clearing him ahead of that particular investigation.
No. What okay. has the gentleman petitioned Shraj for? Has anybody petitioned President Mahama on this matter? No. It was the presidency, through the chief of staff, that called some agency and said that we had seen this. What is your response? He offers an explanation. It is weighed against the facts. And it is clear that, well, it is not something that requires additional measures beyond the apology and the caution, which has been done. So I don't know how the Shraj matter comes into this one. Again, how do you then say that until Shraj has moved into the matter, government's own administrative processes should cease? There's no such injunction on government. So it is also important that when you get people to come and speak on radio, they speak in a manner that aligns with reason, with logic, okay. with the law.
So
you don't just allow anybody to come and see anything, and then you
Felix,
it as a question to me.
So Felix, no. It was my question to you. I told you were in the line area, but that doesn't matter. If Shraj comes out with an outcome that conflicts with this decision, how can we trust the presidency to implement
again,
their recommendation?
Your question is so prejudicial. I'm struggling to appreciate the basis of it. You see, again, as a media person, you also have a responsibility to provide education, enlightenment to your viewers. You don't conflate matters only because the MPP is raising it. If Shraj has been petitioned, how do you expect the president to act when Shraj has not said anything? I doubt if Shraj has even begun looking into the matter.
Okay.
So if for 30 years Shraj has not looked into the matter, the president should not take administrative action against his appointee who has done a thing or two.
Okay.
So again, that question about Shraj is unfair. The laws that govern the way Shraj operates does not relate to the president. There's nothing that says that if a case is before Shraj, the president cannot take action against him. And again, what is the case that has gone to Shraj? Has that case been brought before the president? And even the president, is he the appropriate authority to handle such a case? You know exactly what has gone into that petition by that MPP gentleman. And yet you are asking the president to do something that he has not been asked to do. I don't think that it is a fair question. So it does not arise. What has happened is that there was a video that emerged about some action involving Mr. Sami Dimfi and the lady. It did not go down well with sections of the Ghanaian public. So the chief of staff, acting on behalf of the president, summoned Mr. Sami Dimfi. It is fair and just. Indeed, the laws of natural justice require that Sami Dimfi is helpful, that he gives an account of his version of what happened. He states his position on the matter. He did that. It must then be weighed against the video. Then, once that is done, you also weigh it against what specific sanctions regime exist. In any event, it must be pointed out that giving money to someone is not necessarily something that is even covered in the Code of Conduct. The Code of Conduct has been published for everybody to hear. To see, I beg your pardon. You can download it and read it. There's no specific provision on giving something to anybody. However, because of the public reaction to the matter and the fact that the president respects and has due regard for public sentiments, It was looked into. We looked into it and saw that what we saw in the video does not warrant any further action beyond the public apology. And the public apology by Mr. Sanjinsi shows a certain level of contrition, that he himself acknowledges that he could have done things differently. In addition to that, a caution has been issued. And indeed, these two actions are captured in the code of conduct as part of the sanctions regime for persons who do things that run contrary to the expectations of the president. So indeed, punishment has been exacted. But there's no way that you can conflate this with what is happening at Shad. Shad has determined nothing. So as we speak, Mr. Sanjinsi has not been found to have done any wrong by Shad. How then do you say that the president shouldn't take action when it is an entirely different set of factors that are informing what has to be done at presidency?
But so Felix, I get your point is very fair. But what if Shraj goes into this and finds that there is something, a question for Sammy to answer? What will the presidency do?
It's not a fair question. It's a prejudicial question. The law is
clause. I don't know how that is prejudicial, really.
Excuse me. You see, again, I sense a certain effort to throw in the Shad matter at all costs. I have heard the press conference to tell you what actions the president has taken. The chief of staff's summons of the some agency is entirely different from what has been sent to Shad. The law is also clear, and I'm sure we are familiar with it, on what happens if Shad makes a certain ruling against you. That does not fall under the purview of the president at the moment. In any event, the situation you are describing is hypothetical. You are inviting me to pronounce on a hypothetical situation, which in itself is prejudicial to anything that Shad would do. You are assuming that the case that has gone to Shad has any merit. That's the assumption you are making. But we can't make that assumption until Shad starts his work. But I do not speak for Shad. I have nothing to do with the work of Shad. I speak for the president, who has
The question I'm also asking is what the presidency, which you speak for, will do in the wake of it. But I get it. I'm grateful to you for joining us here. That's Felix Ofosu-Kwachi. Felix, I'm grateful to you for your time here. Let me bring in Professor P.J. Tia. He's an associate professor at the School of Law, University of Ghana. Prof, I'm grateful. Let me get you your viewpoint. Now, when this matter came up, you said, and I quote, "I cannot really say what the president should do, but if I were to be in the position of the president, I would have wanted to set a strong precedent by asking for his dismissal." Does this fulfill what you were looking for?
Say it again, please.
I'm asking for, the action the presidency has taken. A caution to Sammy Gyamfi, because he himself had come out publicly to apologize for what he did. And I'm asking whether this fulfills what you were looking for as an individual who understands what the law is.
Well, I'm not sure I'm satisfied, but I'm not surprised about the outcome. But we also need to put it on record that the issue is not strictly a legal issue. It borders on morality, it borders on the social contract that the president said he has made with the people of Ghana. And I think that if he really wants to be seen to be serious about going by the ethics that he has set for this government to fulfill, then what he has done, in my opinion, only constitutes a slap on the wrist. He should have gone beyond that. At minimum, I would have expected that there would be a suspension or a public apology by Sammy Gyamfi, or even the president himself coming out to make a statement so that people would take him seriously about the fact that he's resetting the agenda. And so that, I didn't see that, and I'm not satisfied. But as I said, I'm not surprised, because when governments come to power, it's different the tone they take when they are in the opposition. And so this whole chameleon-like behavior is something that is being played between the NPP and NDC. And now NDC is in power. They have taken a different tone, a different song they are singing, which is what NPP was doing when it was also in power. Mm. And so I don't see anything different from what you were under and what we are seeing now.
But really, we are a people with a cultural inclination of helping one another. This is a situation where a young man supported someone with something. Yes, a lot of people have criticized it. The young man himself has come out to apologize. The presidency says, we've listened to his apology, we've listened to his side of story, and we think that in as much as we have a code of conduct, and the code of conduct does not talk about one giving out gifts, the only thing we can do is to caution him to say that, watch what you do in the public space. Would it be fair if we say we want to see much more than what the presidency has done?
Culturally, and it's not even a Ghanaian culture, only a Ghanaian culture. In many cultures, or in every culture, there is the gift element is there. And so people give out of the willingness to help somebody in need. But even if you want to define who is a poor person or a person in need, I'm not sure the person that the gentry gave the money to falls into that category.
Mm.
And we're also talking about dollars here. And we know how we all treasure the dollar. And the fact that somebody is dishing out dollars to somebody, and this money is in his stash in his car. We don't know the amount, the quantity that is in the car. And that money, as part of it, has been given out in public. People say it's private, but I don't really see the private issue here, because the young man that you're talking about gave the money. He was being filmed, and he decided to do that without even questioning those who were filming it. You see, so at the end of the day, there is an issue about certain standards showing humility, showing that you really care about the economy, the bleeding economy. The president said it's like a criminal scene and so on. It means that there should be modesty. And if you want to help people, there'll be different ways of helping people. You see, as we are speaking now, under the NPP, there was a case of state capture. And this government decided to reset the agenda. But we haven't seen clear instances of state capture being controlled. And so if this young man, as you are describing, Mr. Janvi, comes out to dole out money to somebody, it raises questions. And so the president has to set a clear example so that the code of conduct will be seen as something that can work. Some perception has been created by the action of Mr. Janvi. And if that is not dealt with properly, it is going to be a legacy for the NDC.
Okay.
Ghanaians are also going to remember this.
Mm.
So we should be careful about how we deal with these issues and not just try to wash it away by the commentary by the NDC. I think they are claiming that they are now in power. So by saying things, we accept it and we don't accept it, we can go to hell. So that is what we are seeing being played. And so it's quite unfortunate.
Prof, I'm grateful to you for joining us with your thought here. Prof Sapie Dietia is Associate Professor of the School of Law, University of Ghana. Haruna Mohammed is still with me. Haruna, so, I mean, what specific allegation are you raising against Sammy? Is it because of the fact that the money he gave was in dollars, or the assumption that the money belongs to his office? What exactly are you accusing of?
Could you I have taken time and listened to
sure.
The government spokesperson and the minister. He says that what has happened has nothing to do with the code, that the code did not specifically mention about government officers giving out money. Does he expect to see that in the code? What the code said in section 1.2 required Sammy Janvi to manage his personal affairs in a manner that withstands the closest public scrutiny. And in 1.3 of the code expressed that Mr. Sammy Janvi takes reasonable care to maintain the integrity and reputation of the office he occupies. And you are telling us that because giving of money is not captured. But what is very surprising, Ojo, let me make this particular point. He says that there is no any report
before the president or a complaint before the president. There is no any petition before the president. And for you to ask him about a petition before Shiraz is not acceptable. And went ahead to try to ask if he's your schoolmaster, that he needs to guide you as to how you do your journalism. Please, when Madame Cecilia Dapa case happened, there was no petition before the president. There was no any report before the president.
Mm.
It was Madame Cecilia Dapa who reported a matter of theft in her house.
No, but Haruna, I want you to help us.
The standards that they are setting, because they are in government today, everybody should go to hell. That is unacceptable.
So Haruna, what is the real issue here? Is it that you assume that the money belongs to his office, or is it that the money was in dollars? What exactly, really, did the guy do wrong?
Kojo, he himself has made a public statement when Madame Cecilia Dapa matter came. He said, and I quote, "Once money is found in your custody and you cannot account for the money, and that money is disproportionate to your income, you shall be deemed to commit the offense of money laundering." This is what he said. And this can be found in Section 1 of the Anti-Money Laundering Act of 2020, Act 1044. This is the same thing. These gentlemen, he cannot account for the money that he had in his car, the money that he has doled out publicly, of which falls on the code of conduct, which amount to misconduct.
So Haruna, you are refusing the action by the presidency, you are refusing the apology by
the action
president.
Is not based on any findings. The action is based on their own resolution. That is what we are talking about. So once the action is not binding, or the action is not found on any foundation or investigation, then the presidency cannot convince us. Just as the other panelists have said, that we can go to hell. But we are watching.
So Haruna, are you rejecting the action by the presidency?
Oh, completely. Completely. It doesn't have any basis. We are not convinced that somebody should apologize. So today, if any other minister commits a crime, the person comes out to apologize, and that is all.
Well, Haruna, the petitioner has withdrawn his petition at Shiraj. I'm only asking, now that you are rejecting the action by the presidency, what will you do? What will the MPP do?
The same scenario that they put Cecilia Dapa on. Nobody petitioned the president. Cecilia Dapa was relieved of his post as minister.
Okay. All right.
The same standard that they put her through. She reported her own money that was stolen. And this person that we are talking about did not receive even 1 month or a day salary. The person is sharing money in the public.
Okay.
We are being told in our face that the person has apologized. Therefore, we should forget about it, and he has done nothing wrong. We are watching them.
Aaron, I'm grateful to you, but we're just getting information that the young man, Eric Dumenu Akachi, has withdrawn his petition at the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice. It's as I'm writing to formally withdraw the petition I submitted on 13th May 2025 with reference number 12212BL regarding the instances of corruption against Sammy Jenfi, CEO of the Ghana Gold Board. After careful consideration, I've decided that it isn't the best interest to withdraw this petition. Accept this letter as formal notice of the withdrawal of the petition. Cease any further action related to the petition. I appreciate the time and effort invested in reviewing the petition. If you inquire or require any additional information or documentation, please do not hesitate to contact me. Thank you for understanding. And signed by Eric Dumenu Akachi. This has been Top Story, brought to you by Telecel. My name is Samuel Kojobrez. Up next is News Night with Evans Mensah.